For the deepest events of our lives, it is quite true that words will always fail us. It is certainly true for Easter. Christ is risen. We say it. We sing it. And desperately we do want to believe the truth of those words and try better to understand the mystery. For those words reflect the deepest yearning of the human heart. And yet, too often, something seems missing from our feelings about Easter. Easter, somehow or another, for many people, does not seem to color and change our world with its sweetness and power as that other great feast of the church, the Incarnation, Christmas. The reason is really not very hard to find. At Christmas, we celebrate the birth of a child, and we have all been children at one time. But not so with Easter time. The resurrection, we feel, is an event that somehow is far outside of us, or far out ahead of us. None of us is dead or has died. And that is why, so obviously, none of us has returned from the dead. And we feel, therefore, we do not understand the mystery of resurrection as we would like. And yet, even as we say those words, we do stumble upon the answer that we are looking for. We people, each one of us, we have returned from the dead many times. We have all returned from the dead in so many different ways. Each time that we discovered that we were loved by someone, especially when we felt lonely or friendless. Each time that we discovered that we were forgiven, especially if we feared that our sin was great. Each time that we came home to a welcome. Each time when we overcame discouragement or despair, we have returned from the dead in so many ways in our life. We have returned from the dead. Our problem is that we think that resurrection as an event happened in the past to Jesus, and that it will happen someday in the future to those people who are believers and good people. The real weakness of Easter as a celebration is that too often we people have not yet discovered how to make it happen now, in the present. We feel and we know we do not live in the past, or we should not, and we do not live in the future. We do live now in the present, even though each passing moment goes by so very quickly. Is there, we ask, any way in which we can experience what many thinkers today call resurrection now? Resurrection now. be specific, we must not fall into the trap of thinking that this is some kind of pious way to associate the theme of the risen life with human life. We are talking about the real thing. Real people really in touch with that power that raises us up. There are so many ways for us to experience resurrection now in our life. One of them is coming to life, beginning all over again, no matter what happened in the past, beginning again with new, fresh hope. It can happen to any of us through reconciliation, through a return to new health, a healing of a wound in our life. One can come to new life by beginning a new job, entering a new school, moving to a new town, making a new friend. We come to new life through marriage. Also, if we approach any stage in life of growing up, becoming older with a sense of expectancy of what it'll be like, with expectancy and not with despair. I know that in your heart you still might be worried that all of these could just be nice reflections on Easter, but they really have little to do, we think, with death or resurrection. We ask, are they the real thing that we are looking for? Now the answer is to listen for a moment. In your heart, really listen to the mystery of the Word of God. At Easter time, the Word of God comes alive in a way that it never comes alive at any other time. Jesus risen is the powerful word. Jesus, the word, said, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus did not say the resurrection is a doctrine or an historical event. He said, it is I myself. The resurrection is I myself. And then we ask, who and what is Christ? Christ is the risen one. Christ is the continuing, life-giving reality communicated now to the persons in the world. He is the life-giving reality that is communicated now to us persons here in the world. Some call this life-giving reality the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. That is correct. The Spirit that dwells in our heart is the Spirit of the risen Lord, communicated now to each one of us. Others call it the Word, the eternal Word that dwells now in our heart. Both the Spirit and the Word have entered our flesh now. The Spirit of the risen Lord and the Word have entered into our flesh now. They are part of human life. This resurrection power has been at work all the while, but we have not understood the profound implications. All the glad days of living in our past, all of those hopeful moments that we have lived through, all the times when our belief and trust enabled us to go on living for one more tomorrow, even when we felt we had lost all hope. All the occasions when our life has been stronger than any kind of death for each of us. These have been the moments when resurrection was no longer just a doctrine for us, but we participated in a real, living resurrection moment. Occasions like these are the ones where resurrection is neither past nor future, but a present event now. We have lived through the resurrection moments of our lives, sometimes without recognizing the profound religious experience they were. It is true that all of these moments we have already had, the resurrection moments that still lie ahead of us in our life, are fragments. Fragments of the whole total mystery. We shall not know risen life totally and fully until each one of us is made whole someday in God. But why not enjoy the fragments now, the parts, all along the way? This is what Christ always intended to be. Even when he spoke to his followers taking up the cross, that's why Jesus dared to say, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Tonight, the angel announces to each of us the mysterious words, "He is not here, he is risen." Those words tonight we take to our heart, for it means that he is here now. The risen Lord's life is here now in our heart and here in our midst in this community. Christ tonight, Easter night, is not in a tomb. He is not with the dead. He is here now with us, the living ones. Now, if only we dare to come alive again, to begin again with new hope, bring our broken world back again to some kind of new life. This is how tonight and tomorrow and all week and all year, we people can go on with a beautiful Easter experience of resurrection now in so many thousands of ways. In each one of us now, there is resurrection power given to begin all over again with new Easter hope. Thank you.
Thank you.